So Real Madrid Next is the concretization of these numerous years of innovative projects led by the club, with the idea to have a dedicated platform to assess and set up innovative projects for the whole club.
This is the Sports Tech All-Stars podcast, showcasing outstanding startups and initiatives in the global sports tech ecosystem. From Sports Tech X, the leading source for data and insights about sports tech, here is your host, Roan Malhotra.
Hi, everyone, and welcome once again to our Sports Tech podcast. This is your host, Roan, from Sports Tech X. And on today's episode, I get the chance, actually, I should say the honor, to speak with true royalty of European and, in fact, world football. It's a team filled with stars, or Galacticos, as they're more famously known, on the pitch and with trophies in their cabinets. The team with the most Champions League, La Liga, Club World Cup titles, and plenty more, I'm sure. It is indeed Real Madrid. I can almost feel the weight of all the silverware. But as always, our focus is on innovation. And our today's conversation is with Real Madrid Next, the club's recently launched innovation platform where they aim to collaborate with startups, and they have a bunch of events on specific topics. And my understanding is that they basically keep track of all the latest developments in the world of sports. And from Real Madrid Next, we have Julian Peor, their innovation advisor, who will tell us how they plan to do all of this. But before we jump right in, I'm going to take a second to have a quick shout out to our own latest innovation platform from Sports Tech X, which is Hello Sports Tech. This is where Team STX tries out a bunch of cool sports tech products and puts up our own video reviews of them. And all of this while trying not to make complete fool of ourselves. But yeah, I think we succeed most of the time. So yeah, if you're interested in checking out some really cool products, stuff like AI trainers for sports, at-home fitness equipment, different types of football training gear, please make sure to check us out at hellosportstech.com and our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/hellosportstech. Please smash that subscribe button and like our videos and share it with your friends and all of that good stuff. Yes, we do indeed crave digital validation. Now, back to the more interesting topic at hand, which is Real Madrid and Julian Peor. Firstly, welcome to the show, Julian.
Thank you.
Excited to have you on. Let's start with a little note about you and what you're doing at Real Madrid.
Okay, so many thanks, Ron, to invite me to this podcast. So I'm Julian Peor, as you said. I'm 39 years old. I work in sports industry for like 15 years and joined Real Madrid Next at the beginning of this year to develop the new entity as the hub of technology for the club.
Fantastic. Very, very precise, Julian. I like how you get straight to business. All right. So why don't you start our listeners with what Real Madrid Next is all about? What is the story behind the initiative?
So the club is developing innovative projects for sure since many years directly within a dedicated area inside the club. But we thought it was the good time to create a single unit that could be the innovation center for Real Madrid. So Real Madrid Next is the concretization of these numerous years of innovative projects led by the club, with the idea to have a dedicated platform to assess and set up innovative projects for the whole club. So with this new entity, Real Madrid, the club of football, will carry out unique technological innovation projects that are aimed to improve not only the operation of Real Madrid, but also the industry of sports as a whole. This project will be developed alongside startups and established leading IT companies, supporting them with Real Madrid resources, assets, and industry know-how to develop best-in-class solutions.
Very cool. I mean, I think it's super encouraging for anybody in the ecosystem to know that a club like Real Madrid launches an initiative to focus on startups and working with external partners. Mm-hmm. But can you tell us what kind of startups are you looking for and basically what do you offer them?
Yeah, for sure. So we have built the architecture of Real Madrid Next under six areas of work with the ambition to find the maximum of transversality between the projects. So we are looking for startups in all these six areas. So I could describe it right now as you can know more a bit about each of them. First one is the e-health. So we want to develop projects to improve physical health and mindset of athletes through the use of data, particularly. The second area we work in is performance, with the development of groundbreaking tools and methods that will allow to improve performance of athletes through data and analytics. The third one is fan engagement. This one is both digital and inside the stadium. So we'll be project with the ambition to create digital collectibles, for example, loyalty products, service to enhance the fan experience, both online and offline. Could be also smart tags, tracking systems to avoid queuing at gates or to a food desk within the stadium. By the way, it's like everything to make life easier for the fans. Maybe one of the toughest area we work in. The fourth one is the audiovisual contents. So we'd like to create innovative contents to enhance the audiovisual experience. Also, for sure, using new OTT platform and innovative digital inserts during live broadcast or video on demand. The fifth area we work in is cybersecurity and technology. So this is the aim to develop IT solution that will protect user and fan data, also maximizing the security online and at the stadium. Could be solution using blockchain to improve the ticketing traceability, for example. And last but not least is the social and sustainability. So this area is to boost the efforts of Real Madrid across the Foundation Real Madrid and all about the environment's thematics, the use of energy, transportation, etc.
Well, a lot of big topics you've covered there. Let me just do a quick recap for the listeners. So you said e-health, you spoke about performance, you spoke about fan engagement, audio and visual content, security, and then social and sustainability.
Exactly.
Perfect. So those are the six startups. So if anybody from this space, and I'm sure there are lots, must be really curious in figuring out how they can get in touch with you. And so, yeah, you just on the second part of that, what do you offer them? Like, how can they work with you?
So we are going to have very soon a website dedicated to Real Madrid Next, in which you will have a contact page in which all the people interested in submitting projects for the clubs could upload their document, and then we will review it and we will give follow-up if needed.
Fantastic. Okay, so there you go. That's a contact methodology as well. All right, I know this initiative is pretty new, Julian, but yep. Can you talk about any major successes that you've had to date, or how has starting this initiative itself has been a success?
Yeah, as you said, for sure, the program is full new, started this year, but everything we have to face the COVID-19 crisis that's arise directly before the spring. So it was not the best timing for us to raise funds or to sign financial partnership to support our ambitious program of innovation. But so we are proud because we were looking for this support to help the startup we choose to work with us and to grow in our environment and to offer them to have the opportunity to scale their business faster. And so we find an actor, first one, because we have many partnerships in progress. But the first one we closed the agreement with is Funding Box. It's an European company with more than 30 years of experience in innovation and research projects. And we've seen a three-year agreement with them to support Real Madrid Next project through startup fundings. And so we have closed this at the end of July. And we will launch also an official platform with them to upload all the projects by the startupers and innovative company. And this platform will be announced and launched at the end of this month of October.
Wow. So there's a full-fledged platform. That's the website that you were talking about, right? Where startups can come in and contact you and send their information.
Exactly. And then we will proceed to a selection of the best project, and we will have some fundraising to support their development. And that also could be for some of them, they could come to our innovative center in Valdebebas, La Ciudad Deportiva Real Madrid. Of course, depending on the COVID-19 issues and progress in the next months. But the objective for us is also to host part-time of the company to work with us in this project directly within the fields of the club.
Got it. I've actually been to Valdebebas in the center there, which is beautiful and amazing. And I'm sure...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff that can come out of there. Fantastic. Julian, let's get to something more interesting as well. I'm sure during this process, you've faced a number of challenges that in setting up this initiative. Tell us something that you wish you had known right before you started.
Well, this is more something that I would like not happen for the whole world is due to the COVID-19 crisis. I have to start to work remotely from France. And so it was definitely my biggest challenge for me to start this new mission and not having any contact, direct contact with my new teammate and staff. So we have to organize everything in remote, phone, web conference. So it's really not the same as to meet people in real. And so it was really my biggest challenge to start. But gratefully, the organization of Real Madrid is really good, and we have succeeded in web meeting efficiently all the time and collaborating at the best way as possible to start to work, and finally succeeding in moving on many projects and partnerships. And we do, as a whole, many companies or many clubs, we have to use to live with this crisis at the moment. It's very tough, but we need to do the best to follow up.
Understood. And obviously, I mean, everybody's got this kind of flexible modes of working. You have to find new ways to make it work. Do you have a plan of when you get back to, or when you can go to Madrid, or right now it's just going to be remote for a while?
Well, at the moment, I think all the European capitals are really under trouble: Madrid, Paris, London, Berlin. So it's mostly remote. We work remotely. But as soon as the situation will get better, hopefully we could all come back to office and all find a normal life again.
Yeah. Hope so. Fingers crossed for everyone.
Yes. When I say all, is like not the club, it's the one right person for sure.
Right, of course.
Stay up to date with all things sports tech and sign up for our newsletter. You'll get a monthly breakdown of the most important developments in the global sports tech ecosystem, paired with exclusive interviews with industry leaders. Get all of this and more delivered directly to your inbox. Sign up today at sportstechx.com.
Okay, I mean, we talked about some challenges then, and obviously working remotely is one. Maybe you can share some great advice that you've received to help you overcome situations like this.
Yes, so I think the advice I will share is more for all the people starting a new project, a new company. So for all the startupper, and also for the startupper who want to join the Real Madrid Next program to work with us. So I've grown also several startups before, and the best advice I receive, and I always kept in mind, is that you cannot succeed on the long term with a company if the product you create is not attractive enough to be bought. Because many of the founders of company new technology think firstly about the quality or the efficiency of their technology, but if they don't put it in perspective to have an adequate price for the market and a real utility for the people to acquire this technology, they will fall down with their project. Even if theoretically it could sound great, but practically it needs to be relevant enough to be sold and to keep your company alive on long terms. And also, I think this idea also be along all projects we are going to set up with Real Madrid Next, with the startup we are going to support, because we don't want uniquely to create a produce for us as Real Madrid, but we'd like to help all these innovative companies we work with to grow, and to grow with groundbreaking tools to be displayed at large scale, not only for us, and be useful for various athletes and various sports clubs, various domains. So doing so, they could become some worldwide success company that have started with us at Real Madrid, and that will be our pride.
Yeah, really good advice for companies. Be realistic about how you're setting your pricing, and also think about what the value that you're really creating and offering in the market.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, super important. Okay, let's look ahead. You've mentioned already that you're going to be launching the initiative in this month, and in sometime the website will be up. Mm-hmm. What can we expect as new initiatives from this launch? What can you expect from Real Madrid Next in the near future?
Yeah, so we are going to develop many innovative projects. So one will be led by ourselves directly. Others could use various partners. The one with Funding Box is one, but we are going to create a full ecosystem with university, with partnership with other big entity to support the project we work with. So we really want to have an extraordinary ecosystem of innovative solutions around sports world. So we are going to create a maximum of partnership of good quality worldwide. So not only Spain or Europe, but we really want to scale at the level of the planet. And what we want to do next is really to present this success also and the result of this collaboration with this various partnership with these startups. We want to present this in the next years through forum and conference. So some we are going to attend, but also some we are going to organize. By the way, we should have had in March 2020 the first sports medical congress in Madrid organized by Real Madrid. That should have been the first official event of Real Madrid Next around the thematic of ES.
but it has to be postponed due to the crisis of COVID-19, because we could not have this summit at the end of March. So we're going to postpone at further time once the situation will be better, and it will be the first event I think we will organize through the e-health thematic.
Yeah, actually, it's so interesting that you mentioned that. I remember being in Madrid in February, talking to some of your teammates, and they were telling me about the event, and we were all looking forward to coming back and SportsTech X to be there as well. But of course, we could not be. But I think it's super interesting. I remember the initiative was that you were going to do events in all of your key themes, mm-hmm. and hopefully to bring some conversation around that. But I'm sure that is something that will take place next year, and we can look forward to.
I hope.
Yeah, I hope so too. All right, Julian, my last question to you, and this is always my favorite one. At the end of the day, we're all sports fans first. So I really want to know, what has been your personal favorite sporting moment? And if it's not Real Madrid also, I think it's okay, but I have a feeling it might be from Real Madrid.
Well, it's one of Real Madrid, by the way, but because it's the intensity and the dramatics of the event, I remember, because I was in a place in Madrid to watch the game. It was in 2014, so the UEFA Champions League final against Atletico, and for sure the goal of Sergio Ramos at the last minute to go to overtime and then win the game. It was really epic and intense moment. So it was also a full context, because it gave to the club what we call La Decima, so the number 10. And so it will allow to Real Madrid to be the first one ever with a double digits number to count the Champions League trophy.
Yeah.
So it was the context, the game, the moment. So it's a very, very good souvenir of sports.
Of course. Actually, you're the second person on this podcast to mention that. And another football fan, Yara Lacey, who's the head of World Football Summit, who's a good friend of the podcast as well. And he mentioned that as his favorite. I believe he was at that game.
Ah, so definitely better. Well, I was in a good place too in Madrid to celebrate.
Fantastic. All right, Julian, thanks so much for chatting with us. Thanks for taking the time. It is so good to hear from the sports ecosystem that big clubs like Real Madrid taking the initiative, spending time on innovation and creating a platform for startups to do some good work. Mm-hmm. To all the startups listening, hey, Julian's already mentioned it. There is an initiative. It's going to go live at the end of the month. We're going to share links below the podcast once we have the information available. Make sure you go sign up, share your cool ideas and initiatives, and the Real Madrid team will be checking. Maybe you could end up working with them. Who knows?
Yeah, thanks a lot also, Ron, for the initiative of this podcast. Really interesting for us to share about all of this. And for sure, as you say, we will send you the link as soon as it's available, or by the end of the month. Maybe it should be 1 week later. But anyway, in the short term, it will be ready. And so welcome to all the people to apply on this link to challenge us with new innovative projects that could feed the club.
Absolutely. And I think there are a lot of people who are going to be hitting the refresh button, just waiting for that link to show up. Yeah. Thanks so much, Julian. Thanks for your time. To all our listeners, thank you so much for listening. Quick shout out again. I mentioned Hello Sports Tech at the start of the podcast. Please make sure you go find our YouTube channel, like, subscribe. You're going to see a lot of great content. Apart from that, Sports Tech X has a bunch of cool content coming to you. As always, we have our next batch of reports, our VC report. We have a football tech report coming out soon, where you might see the name of Real Madrid appear again, maybe, maybe not, who knows. But we hope to get that report out soon. And also, we'll be doing a fitness tech report. So lots more content coming from Sports Tech X your way as well. Keep track of us on all our channels. Until then, have a great day. Ciao.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Tech All-Stars podcast with Rohan Malhotra. If you like our show, let us know and leave a review. And if you want to know more about us, check out sportstechx.com, where you can find our latest industry reports and updates. For a deeper dive into all things sports tech, check out our comprehensive database, SportsTechDB, at sportstechdb.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media. You can find us at SportsTechX on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Join us next time for another insightful conversation with a leader in sports tech.